They are back. The Shad are here. They are definitely down on the lower coast. The guys have been getting some awesome sow shad, really big monsters.
Now let's get into the meat of it. Let's get into the thick of it. Let's get into the Bamboo Junction, the absolute chaos, the madness, the mayhem.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now.
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Oh, anglers of South Africa, anglers of KZN, anglers of the East Coast, the chaos is glorious. Shad fever is not just creeping in, it is tearing up the coast at mark speed. I'm talking about the silver tide, guys. The silver tide is here, and behind it, a wave of predators that is going absolutely ballistic. They are wreaking havoc all along the coastline, turning the surf zone into a war zone. Whether you are a weekend warrior or a salty veteran, this is the weekend to go wild. From the north coast ledges to the south coast gullies, guys, it is shoulder to shoulder, rod bending, bait slinging madness, with every cast a gamble of glory and every hookup a straight up brawl, where the cob are crushing the chocker like torpedoes, the garrick are slicing through the bait poles like silver knives, and as for the kingfish, well, they are just dragging your gear and egos through the sand. Guys, forget the calm before the storm, this is the storm. And this is Angler News SA, and we are going to get into the hottest feeding zones for this winter. But before we do, huge shout out to our sponsors, the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialist. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Now, guys, we have got a show that is packed tighter than a can of sardines. There is such chaos going on in KZN. The shad are crazy. The garrick are coming out. This cob, this grunter, this tuna, this cooter, this keelback. There is trout. There is everything we could have ever imagined on our coastline. And I cannot wait to get into it. Neither can you. So let's do it. Let's kick it off in Durban with Mike V and Brad Krubler.
How's it, guys? It was all about the sardines this weekend. Fish played hide and go seek, but the guys that were in the right spot did get some lovely fish. Kingies, garrick, snook, one or two big grey sharks came out of the mix as well. So yeah, it was just a case of being at the right place at the right time, and you were in the pound seat. And the guys that did stay local, we also got a couple of shad, some nice stumpies, grunter, one or two garrick in the Blue Lagoon area as well. So yeah, the fish were all over, scattered from far north down, right down to the south. On the paddle ski and ski boat side, again, a lot of guys went down south with their boats, had a look around, heard of a good couple of sailies, some yellowfin tuna, wahoo, kuta, all sorts. The pelagics were on the move this weekend. So yeah, they did very well. Oaks that went bottom hunting, did find hillbeck. They did find doggers, big rockoids, all those things. So boats did just as well. The guys did very well. Durban Bay, a little bit on the quiet side, but the guys did get a few lovely kingies, some nice grunters, things like that. But most of the oaks were all down chasing the sods. I think if we could get some sods into the bay, I think it would be a knockout. Guys, have a lovely time. It's Mike V for ANSA News.
Good day, guys. Brad here, Linsky, Fishing Charters. Oh, the fishing report for the last week of Durban off the ski boat area. Guys, there has been some pretty darn good weather over the last couple of days, with lovely flat seas and some really nice fish coming out. Starting with in the shallows, garrick, snook, cooter, all coming out in the shallows, especially off the Blue Lagoon area. Quite a few snook, also a couple of springer, which were coming out over the weekend. Going into the bottom fishing side, yeah, guys, there's some really good bottom fish. Plenty half cob at the moment, still all over the place. Some really good Englishmen and some nice feeling of soldiers on quality rockards. Going up further south side, yeah, guys, there's a whole lot of nice beck off the deep ledges and that sort of stuff. Especially the last couple of days with no current, it's really been pleasurable. Yeah, then basically, guys, the sardines all over the place. So we're just hoping for some real big tuna to come smashing into the holes. So yeah, guys, this is Brad for Angling New South Africa, Tightlines, and speak to you guys all next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. Guys, you know what? I want to give a shout out to our reporters at this moment, because, you know, last week, Mike V had his garage roof blown out out with that win, and he still delivered a podcast. This week, Brad was completely ill with flu, and he still delivers the news to us. Guys, this is the reporters of Angler News SA. They are dedicated to get you into those feeding zones, and boy, wasn't it a great start. I mean, really, it was absolutely fantastic. Great to hear. It just gets even better. You gotta wait and stick around to hear what's coming out from the South Coast with Adam. But before we get there, let's find out what's going on in the Midlands with Jan Karabau and all that freshwater news.
Hey there, guys. So, with the totally mad weather of last week, some sensibility seems to have returned to the weatherman, and conditions have settled once again. While it is usually still water trout season, however, it still seems to be pretty much in the starting blocks and is struggling to get going. As reported recently, there are a myriad of anglers out there as the festival season takes over the Midlands. And while some excellent fish continue to be reported, numbers are just quite not there. Low water temperatures in the 10 to 12 degree C range and crystal clear water combined with a full moon this week usually don't make for good bedfellows. So if you're looking for an excuse for a blank catch card, you're welcome and you can thank me later. With the recent long weekend, the Natal Fly Fishers Club anglers were out in droves, and while there was a flood of returns coming in, as mentioned, fish brought to hand were fewer than expected. There were a couple of good fish in the 15 to 19 inch, that is 38 to 48 centimeter brackets. The cold, clear winter waters usually dictate going small and bright, or a combination of those for your fly patterns. But currently, there appears to be no rhyme or reason for what the fish are taking. It's a case of anything goes. Last weekend saw the popular Boston Fly Fishing Festival taking place on the waters around Boston and the Upper Dargle. Fishing was reportedly very tough, but again, just rewards come to those that persevere, and some excellent fish were reported at over the 50 centimeter or 20 inch mark, with the biggest being a rainbow trout that pulled the tape to 58 centimeters or 23 inches. And guys, just to reiterate last week's warning of the foot and mouth disease across the Midlands, please follow any requests from landowners or staff to respect their vehicle footwear sterilization protocols if required if you're crossing private land. With all the recent reports of bass coming from coastal waters of late, what feels like an age of not being able to report anything in terms of the way of Midlands bass news, we are happy to report that a picture of a recently caught largemouth bass finally surfaced this week. Local angler Lashin Marugan reporting a fine specimen from the Mgani River. Otherwise, with the event season almost at a close, it's no news from both Albert Falls and Binmar Dams. With the Umkomas River flowing strongly at this time of year, and the water is clear and cold, but the winter scaly anglers are targeting fish sitting in the slower, deeper water. This is a patience game with a slow, dead drift with small natural colored nymphs, which can produce some solid fish. Guys, do stop in the Kingfisher Peter Maritzburg for the best in tackle advice. And this is Jan Karabau reporting for Kingfisher and for Angler News South Africa.
Thank you, Jan, you absolute legend. You are delivering the fish. I mean, it's not just on the coastline, guys. It's in the Midlands as well. Trout, bass, and yellowfish. And one thing we can always expect from Jan is that great tips and advice. So, you know what? Thank you so much for that, Jan. I really appreciate it. And thanks for the heads up on that foot and mouth disease precaution. Safety first. All right, now let's get into the North Coast before we get into the South. Guys, Savika reported to me, Garrick were wild. Over 20 coming out in one day. Now, Savika is from the North Coast area and he was talking about Black Rock, right? And you know what? That's not just the only report coming out from the North Coast. Lots of shad. In fact, our cover is from the North Coast. That's my friend Albert delivering a 60 centimeter shad. I have no doubt that, you know what, as huge as that is, we will be getting a bit more bigger ones coming through. Yo, the shad are absolutely wild. The Garrick are wild. There is still some cob coming out over there and a variety of mixed rock species. But to me this week, the highlight has been on the offshore side. Tuna were absolutely wild. Insane amount of tuna coming out. Now, last week we saw a crazy amount of cooter. Guys, this week it's tuna. And then, of course, you know, there's snooker. So that's on the North Coast. Now let's dive into the South Coast with Ray Thompson. But what's happening on the lower half of the South Coast?
It has been absolute mayhem with the sea being so flat and calm and the conditions and the water temperature dropping. It has been hectic fishing, especially down far south. Again, the water temperature being colder, the shad have definitely turned on. That whole Margate area is alive with shad. Obviously, they're catching small cob, Garrick on the live bait and on spoon. A couple of snook are coming out there as well. So that area is the place and has been the place to be for the last couple of months. Moving up to Stabell, of course, the guys are catching their kingfish on slide. They're catching shad. They're catching all sorts of fish all up and down that whole area, whether it be Garrick on slide, whether it be kingfish, shark. That is one of the better spots or deep water spots to go to. Pennington, Stabell, Well, those are the areas that have been producing a lot of snook. Also, quite a few garrick coming out, the Winkel, Warner's area, on spoons, on garrick plugs. And of course, the shad are just starting to make their way through to us in Toti. It won't be long before they start hitting Durban in full force. Lots and lots of lantern rockfish, that whole stretch all the way up to South Pier, that whole ledge area, that Bogintwini, Isipingo area, wild with edible fish. Lots of lanterns, lots of stumpies coming out, as you can see. So go out there, have some fun.
Thank you, Ray Thompson. You know, he's talking about those stumpies, guys. These stumpies are mammoth. I promise you, they are absolutely huge. Some of the biggest stumpies I have seen. I mean, this is like, if you had to take a photo, this is going end to end stuff, right? I mean, absolutely amazing. So it's not just shad and garrick that we are chasing. It's also the groundfish. There has been a fair amount of grunter that is coming out. Amkumas, that is the area I caught my first grunter, and there are some huge grunter coming out over there right now, up to 7 kilos. All right, so that lower half of the South Coast, absolutely firing. But now let's get into the meat of it. Let's get into the thick of it. Let's get into the Bamboo Junction, the absolute chaos, the madness, the mayhem. I am talking about the upper half of the South Coast, but you know what? I'm not just talking about it. Adam Lyon has got the lowdown of what's been going on up there.
Hey, Vinesh. So I hope everyone's had an awesome sardine season so far. But yes, my friend, they are back. The shad are here. They are definitely down on the lower coast. The guards have been getting some awesome size shad, really big monsters, and loads of them in terms of numbers. So yes, they are here. Now, nothing to take away from the sardines. We know they bring fun, they bring joy, they bring food on the table, they bring money in the pocket. But the shad are on the south coast, and we know that also just brings loads of game fish, loads of non-heads. Whether you're fishing for boat for kuta, you're trying on the rocks for shad, whether you're buying baits and tackle in the stores, it just brings an influx of a whole bunch of things, Vinesh. So it's definitely been happening down on the south coast, from Sea Park, Pumula, a bit at Orange Rock, further down south, Leisure Bay, and the old girl Margate Pier holding up that purple flag for us down on the coast, with loads of shad coming out, lots of live bait rods in the water. The guys are getting some gorgeous garrick there, loads of non-eds fishing in and around that area. We've seen raggies, we've seen a couple of hound sharks, we've seen tigers, we've seen a few duskies, we've got a couple of hammers not too long ago. So yes, Vinesh, everything is following those sardines, but now that the shad are here, there's something else for them to eat. And I'm sure we all get sick of burgers once in a while, and the pizza's not too bad now and again. I'm sure the fish are thinking the same thing. That being said though, there's also quite a few kingies around, there's some snook still in the water, the guys of the boats are meaning some good tunas, some good bottom fishing. In terms of rock fishing though, it's been a little bit on the slow side. Obviously the bream haven't really been around. However, there's been a rubber lips off the block, there's been grunter, so things have been good, and there's been loads of variety of species, which is what we always look for and hope for while the sardines are around, and also the shad. Now moving over to the freshwater side of things, not to take anything away from them as well, the guys have been getting some good bass. A few guys have been targeting our rivers and they've been producing some good fish, and we know that South Coast is where it's happening. If I had to pick a spot though, Vinesh, whether I want to go for a non-ed, for a garrick or a kingy, or just something, at this stage you could particularly throw a dart at the map of KZN, go and fish there and get a fish. I'm not even kidding, it's just been wild. North Coast the guys are getting, Durban Central they're getting, and you know, south to lower South Coast the guys are getting fish. There's obviously loads of sards still coming through, so I don't think we've just seen the end of it just yet. Otherwise guys, stay safe, tight lines, and let's see those catches.
Yo, if that is not the fishing report of 2025, then I do not know what would be. Oh, Adam, you have named everything an angler could dream of, and it is happening. It is happening right now. It is happening down the South Coast, guys. It is absolutely crazy. I am hearing the guys screaming out on those social media airwaves. The fish are here. Guys, it's on. Guys, double clutch. Guys, this is going on. The shad are coming out. We've got garrick. We've got this. We've got that. I mean, I honestly think every single angler that owns a rod has went out there, and in fact, before he even went out there, he phoned up his auntie and said, you know what, come, and if you got that dog, bring the dog, because we'll even put a rod in the dog's mouth and the dog would get a fish. Guys, it is chaos, and I absolutely love it. Absolutely can't wait to get down to the South Coast. I hope you are planning on doing the same thing, because the fishing is ballistic right now. All right, so that is our report. In my opinion, this has definitely been the report of 2025. This is what we've been waiting for. We've been talking about this for so long, and it is here. It is happening. It is now. So get out there, get fishing, respect those bag limits, respect those size limits, and until the next one.
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.